All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey. Live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome back into Daily Faceoff Live, a Tuesday edition of the show, as always presented by Betano, the official partner of Copa America 2024, taking the beautiful game to new heights in the Americas. Also, your spot if you want to get ready for some playoff hockey action. They're going to have it all over at Betano. We're also streaming on the Daily Faceoff YouTube, where we're looking for your inbox questions. So feel free to drop those in. Tyler Umtruck, Frank Saravalli with you as always. And we're 100% this show, right, Frank? No more flu game.
No, not flu game. Just something's not quite right. I don't know if you had some after effects, not stomach wise, thankfully today, but just like a lingering migraine and headache. It has not been a pleasant 24 to 48 hours here, but all good. We are happy to talk some puck and lots happening.
Yeah, lots going on. Carter Hutton's going to join us in a little bit. We're going to go through the Vezina conversation a little bit with him. Some news to begin the show. The Islanders announced today Scott Mayfield is officially out for the regular season after undergoing successful surgery. With the recovery timeline, it's not supposed to disrupt his summer training schedule. So obviously he'll be or should be ready to go by next training camp. Frank, let's talk about what happened on the ice last night in the big game that everyone had circled was the matchup between the Blues and the Golden Knights. And it was a 3-point game. First off, the Blues bring it to OT. They get a penalty shot in overtime as well. Don't capitalize on it. Vegas gets the win. And now you look at that Western Conference playoff picture and the gap between 8 and 9. It only widened a little bit, Frank. But if the Golden Knights were to win that game in hand, they're 7 up on the Blues. It feels like, and we've been crawling or edging towards this for a while, it feels like the 8 teams that are in now, we can kind of safely say they're the 8 playoff teams.
Yeah, I feel really confident making that statement that the 8 teams that we have in the Western Conference playoff picture right now will be the 8 teams when the puck drops on Saturday, April 20th. I hate the 3-point game so much, like with a passion. The fact that you can't generate more separation for getting a win, but that's the system that we have. And it also makes for some fascinating, you know, choices along the way over these next couple weeks for coaches. Lots of game planning and things going on. But, you know, the Blues, to me, they've played pretty well the last while. I think there's certainly been some bright spots this season. But to me, not ready to make that jump between 8 and or 9 and getting into the mix at 8.
Yeah, you talked about the 3-point game, and I know a few weeks ago we saw Minnesota do the thing, pulling their goalie in OT, risking not getting the loser point if we had a 3-2-1-0 point system the way some people want it, I wonder if in a game last night, Frank, you wouldn't have seen a team like the Blues at 2 minutes to go say, we're pulling our goalie. Forget the 3-point game. We need all three tonight.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way to truly make up ground, because it's not just three for you. It's zero for the opposition. I mean, it's great that you got a point, but you gave up two to the team that you're chasing. So it kind of feels like no one's really getting ahead, which is the tough part. But I think the more fascinating part, and this obviously bleeds into our next topic to talk about where these seeds are going, is to now kind of take a look upwards at the standings and say, okay, so the Golden Knights are only how many back of the Kings, and the Kings are only how many back of the Edmonton Oilers? Like, all of a sudden you can kind of start to squint a little bit and see, hey, what happens if there's an Oilers loss to the Jets tonight and the Golden Knights keep winning or the Kings keep winning? Like, all of a sudden, if Gav, if you flash those standings back up there again, like, I mean, it gets incredibly tight in a hurry, because there's still so much to be decided.
Yeah. So let's move on and talk about some of the seeding, and we'll stick in the Western Conference. You mentioned that kind of ripple effect down from Edmonton, LA to Vegas. Obviously you want that two spot because you want home ice advantage. And for a team like Edmonton, I also think it's important because they have a long road trip that goes, they play back-to-back games on the 17th and 18th of April to end the regular season. If you don't get home ice advantage, that could mean you're packing for that road trip going, wow, we're potentially staying for however long to go to LA or Vegas for round one. Like, you could be on the road for 10 days heading into the playoffs. I think you'd really want to be able to come back to Edmonton and reset a little bit. A team like LA, you haven't had that home ice advantage in the past against the Oilers. Would imagine that would work out well after losing in game seven a couple years ago. So that one's interesting, Frank. In the Central, it's just as impactful because those three teams are still so tight. You don't want to be that three seed and A, have the way tougher first round matchup, and B, be on the road back-to-back series, even if you were to advance.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's the point here is there is something to play for every single team that's in this picture right here. For the most part. I mean, maybe you could say Nashville, probably not, but you still probably want to try and play in the Pacific bracket if you can. And maybe that's not up to them, but everyone has a reason to continue to push here. And whether it's President's Trophy, whether it's number one seed in the West, whether it's winning your division, I think maybe the only spot that we could kind of potentially lock in right now, and some might even argue, Tyler, being in Edmonton, you might argue that Vancouver winning the Pacific, like, they're in fine position now to do so, and maybe not sweat. And even that part is still big because you want to try and get yourself the best first round matchup you can. And they're not going to sit back for the reasons I just mentioned, and say, you know what, we're comfortable winning the Pacific, all good. We don't need to keep pushing, because you want to try and get, if you can, the best matchup possible.
Yeah, I mean, there is also still that chance that Vancouver finishes in the one spot in the Pacific. If they can stay ahead of both Colorado, Dallas, and I guess Winnipeg's still in that mix, they could get Nashville. Then Nashville's in the Pacific thing, and Vegas is going to the Central, and you don't want to be within 5 feet of Jason Gregor if that ends up going the way it does, because he will lose his cool. Out East, Frank, some similar conversations to be had. I think the race between Florida and Boston is really fascinating because, and although the Toronto Maple Leafs maybe aren't a Stanley Cup juggernaut threat or anything like that, I do think you would rather be grabbing that top spot, potentially grabbing the top spot in the entire conference. I would still rather play one of Washington or Detroit than Toronto.
100%. You'd be giving your right arm to try and face that eighth seed this year in the East. I've said it's a disgrace to pillow fights the way that this has dragged on. Because seemingly no one is willing to step up and solidify themselves as that eighth seed. I think what you want to try and avoid is exactly what you said in facing Tampa, if at all possible. I just, no matter what, no matter how up and down the regular season has been, I don't want to face that core, three times potentially in their own building, with what they've had going on and their success in the playoffs. So, look, the fact that we're sitting here on March 26th and you've got basically seven teams that are within 1 point of each other for the overall number one seed in the postseason and the President's Trophy, is it's mind blowing. We're 10 games or less in remaining in the season for most teams, and seven teams have a not just an authentic shot, but a claim at the President's Trophy.
Yeah, that race is fascinating. So we talked about the race for the top of the Atlantic. You want that top spot to avoid the Leafs. In the Metro, it's a sick and twisted thing, Frank, because I think you almost want to come in second, because wouldn't you rather potentially play the Flyers than risk running into the Lightning?
Yeah, or you could win the total East, yeah, because the Rangers right now are in a position to do so, and then you could get that eighth seed.
Yeah, like, again, there is no playoff race now in the West. There's a bit of a playoff race in the East between a handful of teams, but again, like, not to use this line for the millionth time, whether Washington, Detroit, or the Islanders somehow managed to get in, I'm not giving them much of a chance against either Florida, Boston, or throw the Rangers and Canes in that conversation. Yeah. But again, by winning your division, you're running a 50-50 chance of running into the Lightning, who are only getting healthier as we go on.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yikes. That's the way I look at the East. Same thing with the West. Like, I think if you are in that position, you're trying to do everything you can to set yourself up for success. And it's like, at the same time, be careful what you wish for.
Give us the PWHL rules. Let everybody just pick their opponents in round one. Let's move along to what's going on tonight, Frank.
No, let's not do that, FYI, yeah, just because everyone would take the weenie way out. Just like when they had at the skills competition this year, hey, shooter, pick your goalie. And they're like, oh, I'm just going to take this guy. He's right in front of me. Like, please, for the love of God, someone just make a hard and fun decision.
Yeah, fun decision being the key there. Tonight in the NHL, Frank, Jake Guentzel is going to make his return to Pittsburgh. And we just talked a little bit about the Carolina Hurricanes. And, you know, they're still in the mix for that top spot. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10. A reason why they've been playing so well, their new additions. Kuznetsov has picked up 5 points. Jake Guentzel has also been having a very strong run for Carolina with 12 points in 8 games for them. He's playing a lot of minutes. And these numbers look good, Frank. But when you dig a layer deeper, man, Guentzel's having a really big impact on this Carolina team.
Huge. And look at these stats since he made his debut, just on overall team play. So like the points and being north of a point per game, one thing, but then look at the way that they are outscoring their opponent with Jake Guentzel on the ice. 16 goals for, 0 goals against, courtesy of Megan Chyka and Stathletes. Shot attempts, plus 62, plus 24 in slot shots, and plus 8 in high danger chances. I mean, that's significantly turning the tables for the Canes against their opponents. And, you know, I look at, you know, the type of player, just an archetype that they're bringing in Guentzel, that to me, it's exactly what they needed. That's, I think, one thing that sets the Canes apart from a lot of the other front offices in the league, is that they know who they want. They set their sights on trying to get them. And then it's almost like a binary decision. It's like, yes, we got this player, perfect, or no, and we're going to just totally do nothing else. You know, you saw it last year with Timo Meier. They tried real hard to get Timo Meier. It didn't work out. So they said, you know what? We're not just going to go to the next guy on our list. We're not going to, you know, continue to check down and say, you know what? We're going to take this guy, and this guy to try and kind of maybe see if it could fit like we thought Timo Meier would, which is kind of what you see every other team do when it comes to trade deadline. They, you know, take a swing, they miss on someone, and then they move on to the next guy. And it's like, well, maybe that person just isn't as good of a fit for your team. And maybe this is exactly the type of scenario that a lot of teams should be looking at, is a sort of, I say this phrase all the time, a curated selection. Get that player that you know or you think has a real high probability of fitting what you want to do. And then if not, just go with what you got.
Just quickly on the Penguins, their first round pick this year is top 10 protected. They currently sit 9th in the draft order if you just go by straight points in the NHL. What do you think that Penguins front office preference is? Do you think they want to try stay in the top 10 to get that high-end prospect? Or do you think maybe they'd like to see the Pens crawl out and get to 11, 12, 13 so the pick goes to San Jose and the next year you're maybe not worried about how bad things could go?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I don't know the answer, so I wouldn't hesitate to, or I wouldn't, I would hesitate to, you know, offer what I think they would do. Right now, when you take a look at the draft lottery odds, which we have on dailyfaceoff.com updated every morning, they're currently in the ninth slot. And typically when you make a trade that is top 10 protected, you have the optionality to give that pick up if you want. My thought process would be, if that is indeed the fact and you do have optionality on the pick, get through the lottery process and see what that looks like, which I reported today. The NHL has basically narrowed it down to May 6th or May 7th. They're looking for the proper TV window and lead in when it comes to hosting the draft lottery. And I don't know if you have to make, sometimes there's real specific language. You have to make the call before the draft lottery. Sometimes there's more specific language that you have to make the call 24 hours prior to the draft beginning, 3 hours, whatever it is. There's certainly some language there that would provide some clarity one way or the other. But right now, the Penguins have a 5% shot on that pick to win essentially the rights to select Macklin Celebrini. I mean, we've seen crazier odds than 5% win. So I would at least see if I could see what that looks like this year before giving it up, if possible.
We're going to get to Carter Hutton in just a couple of minutes, but quick, Frank, we wanted to continue our awards conversation today and touch on the Lady Bing Trophy, one that doesn't get a ton of conversation and, you know, somewhat understandably so, but one player who I think has a very interesting case. We've talked about Austin Matthews, lock for the Rocket. Is he in the Hart Trophy conversation? The fact that he only has like 4 penalty minutes this year and has put up these kind of numbers is incredibly impressive. Matthews is one name to keep an eye on. The D-men in the hunt are another name to keep an eye on. I pulled up this board here, and you might be thinking, why this collection of players? So these are the defensemen in the league with at least 50 games played and a positive plus minus, and then sorted by penalty minutes. So like good defensively, played a lot, few pims. Jacob Slavin stands out amongst there.
The where usual, do you come out on the Lady standard Bing? Bearer.
Yeah. Where do you come out on the Lady Bing?
I tend to always shade my vote toward defensemen because I think it's so much harder to defend and not take penalties than be a forward and not take penalties. And not to say that Austin Matthews, certainly he's deserving of consideration and will be on my ballot somewhere with just 2 minor penalties so far this season. But especially when you consider minutes played, I look at that situation and I go, As mentioned, like, I think there should be more of a preference placed on defense and Slavin, I think also kind of look, this is the hard part about voting on this award, but Slavin seems like the type of guy who actually is a gentleman, not saying that that's all that it needs to be, but I'm not on the ice. I don't hear the chirping. I don't know what it's like. And I don't know what sportsmanship is like, but in terms of hearing it, seeing it, that up close and personal, but it seems like Slavin, at least, you know, from what we know about him, upholds some of those qualities that you'd want to see in a Lady Bing, not just someone that doesn't take a lot of penalties. So I think he checks a lot of the boxes for me. But as mentioned, you know, Austin Matthews certainly going to be getting some consideration as well.
Let's get into another big award. We're going to welcome Carter Hutton to the show and talk a little Vezina Trophy in the blue paint. The blue paint is delivered by DoorDash, 25% off and zero delivery fees for a limited time when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Offer valid for our listeners in Canada. Dash that for the win with DoorDash. Always a pleasure to welcome Carter Hutton back to the show. Carter, Connor Hellebuyck is running away with the Vezina when you look at the betting odds over with our friends at Betano. So I'll start with just this. Has Hellebuyck had the type of season that warrants being a runaway Vezina winner?
I think he does. You know, for me, it's the consistency of Connor Hellebuyck is wild to me. You know, a career 917 save percentage. He's looking at a 920 this year, 32 wins. It was a rare road trip for him where two games straight he lost, giving up 8 goals, getting pulled against the Islanders, which is unfathomable to see that happening. But I think for him, this will be a big step forward. 5-game homestand here coming up for the Jets. And he's just been that steady rock for the Jets. And I think in years past when they weren't consistent, you know, he was good. And at the same time, now that Rick Bonus has this team playing the right way, he's steady as it goes. And I think any team going into a playoff, not wanting to face Connor Hellebuyck, knowing how consistent he can be.
So my big question when it comes to awards with Hellebuyck is how much consideration should he get for the heart?
I
struggle with this award personally, because a lot of times I say, you know what? Goalies have their award in the Vezina. And if you really wanted to talk most valuable to his team, every year, year in and year out, as a Hart voter, all 5 of my Hart guys should be goalies.
Yeah.
When do you like cross that threshold, Carter, of getting into, you know, not just the best at your position, but also being the most valuable in the entire league?
You know, and I think he is in that conversation, especially Frank, like when we look year in, year out, no matter what the Jets produce in front of him, he is consistent. He is good. And he is one of those goalies that almost, I think, to an effect where we saw Carey Price, you know, win the Hart and have that kind of season, but that was behind a Montreal team that gave up a lot of chances. For me, Hellebuyck, I think to the eye test of people isn't flashy, right? He doesn't make those giant big saves because he's so calm. He's so consistent. And for me as an ex-goalie, the way I played, I was always frustrated watching him because it looked like he put such a lack of effort into it. But trust me, it's not lack of effort. I think I touched back to like J.S. Jaguar back in his day. He made it look so easy. And that's Connor Hellebuyck. He has that feature to him where it's effortless. And for me, I believe he is the most valuable player for this Jets team. And he seems to do it year in, year out.
Okay, let me spin this another step forward on Connor Hellebuyck. Is he on a Hall of Fame track?
I think at this point he is. Honestly, how consistent he's been with a career 917 save percentage. And you're looking at the save percentage in the NHL now. I think it's down to 903. And what he does year in, year out, and the consistency, and he plays a lot of minutes. So for me, he is definitely on that track. And I'm glad that he stayed with the Jets, because I felt like if he would have left and signed a contract somewhere else, maybe that tarnishes it a little bit. I think for him, the next step for the Hall of Fame is to have a deep playoff run and take this team over the top to a Stanley Cup.
So this would be his second Vezina. He's been a finalist. This would be the 4th time he'd be a finalist. So pretty elite company when you start getting into multiple Vezinas to at least advance that conversation. So Hellebuck's gotten a lot of love. Demko's gotten a lot of love this year. Who else is on your radar for some Vezina consideration?
You know, sitting here as a retired 38-year-old goalie, watching Sergei Bobrovsky at 35 do what he does is impressive to me. You know, he seems like the ageless wonder with a 916, and he plays a ton of minutes, which is the impressive part. And I think last year we look back on that Florida Panthers team and we were like, this contract's a killer. This is killing the Florida Panthers. Then he gets in the playoffs, leads this team, was going to win the con. If they win the Stanley Cup, he wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. So for me, it's just the fact that he can answer the bell again this year. He prides himself on his fitness, and he's helped this team down in Florida have their rocking net. So I love Sergei Bobrovsky, and I know Florida's a good team, so it kind of flies under the radar, but he has been solid for this team. And again, a guy in the playoffs that, you know, when he gets dialed in, it's very hard to beat him.
Yeah, I mean, one number, one stat category I like that the NHL has on the site is games started with a save percentage above 900. Bobrovsky and Hellebuck are tied for the lead with 33 in just 51 and 52 starts, respectively. Wrapping it up, you know, again, that elite group is kind of sitting alone by themselves. Is there anyone in the league who's maybe taken a step towards joining that elite group? You know, they're maybe not quite there yet, but after what you've seen this year, you maybe believe in them as a future Vezina winner?
You know, there's a few younger guys that have really taken a step forward for me, you know, Montembeau in Florida and UPL in Buffalo. But for me, it's Jeremy Swayman. I think just his consistency, you know, he's on a one-year deal, went to arbitration. He's got 127 games played now. And I know he's been protected in a good Bruin system and structure with Linus Allmark. But I think moving forward now with his contract coming up and a career, he has a career 919 save percentage, which is very impressive. And it's the eye test to me. I think early in his career, he was mobile and he kind of got around a little too much. But you watch him now, he's 6'3". You'd never assume it, but the way he plays, he covers a lot of net. He's patient, and I think his confidence has grown, right? I think that's the position we play. It takes a little bit of time and reps to just get your mental side of your game there, and he has that experience now. So I look for him to be a starter next year, whether I know there's going to be contract negotiations, but he's a guy that I think comes into that conversation next year full tilt.
Bang. All right, so I'm gonna put you on the spot. What's up with Jake Oettinger? This has been such a weird year, sub 900. And I look at his games and it's like, I used the term binary earlier to talk about how people think about certain things. And I'm like, he's either on or off. He's either got a 920 save percentage in a game, or he's giving up four, he's giving up six or five. And he's potentially, you know, in the coach's back of his head about getting yanked. Where's his game at? And what can the Stars expect for the playoffs?
I think for me, it's a little bit of inconsistency right now. And I think that comes with expectations, right? I think we start talking about like Olympics. We start talking about the growth of U.S. goalies, and Jake Oettinger is at the top of that conversation. And for me, but in years past, you were the younger guy. It wasn't expected. He had those playoff series against Calgary where he was unbelievable. But now Dallas is a good team. They're getting players to help him be better. So for me, I think it's between his ears. And I have a lot of confidence in Jake Oettinger. I like his game. But for me, it's a time simplifying it. When his game is off, reminds me a little bit of like a bigger goalie, like thinking of Samsonov when it gets a bit sloppy, where Jake Oettinger, when it's simple and consistent, he's at his best. But I assume come playoff time, he has that to fall back on. So I would hope that, you know, things move forward for him because I love his game.
Fantastic stuff. As always, Carter, you're going to be in the co-host chair on tomorrow's show, but we appreciate you pulling double duty and popping in today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me as well.
Moving along to our daily face-off inbox question is brought to you by Tim Hortons and Roll Up the Rim to Win. It's back for Tim's 60th anniversary, and to celebrate their big year, you can win some big prizes like the all-electric Volkswagen ID.4, sun-soaked Hilton getaways, and cash, cold hard cash with a daily jackpot of $10,000. Play today on the Tim's app. Before I throw your question, Frank, I want to give you this. I just quickly looked it up on NHL.com. It's wild to be sitting here talking about Sergei Bobrovsky, a goalie who could have very easily won the Conn Smythe last year, and a guy now in the Vezina conversation. A year ago today, he had a goals against average north of 305, or 3-3, it was 305, and his save percentage was down at 900. That is crazy to think how far we've come in a year.
It's crazy to think what his career's been like. I mean, this is another two-time Vezina winner. Has gotten his team to the cup final, has won a president's trophy, has done a lot at times with little help in front of him. And I don't know, this is one of those guys I've been watching forever. Undrafted guy that I was at his first ever appearance on North American soil as a prospect game between the Flyers and Caps. And people were saying to me then, hey, you better come watch this guy in Washington because he's going to be taking over the Flyers crease. And I was like, who? What did you say? And since then, he's had this just unbelievable rise. One of the hardest working guys that I've ever come across. So it doesn't really surprise me at all that at his age, and we know that goalies age for the most part pretty well, that he's really having the success that he is. It's just that that contract people had looked at for so long and said, man, I don't know how the Panthers can win with that in net. And it's like, they just shrug. They're like, yeah, we're good. We'll find a way.
And then quickly for hashtag ask DFO, the President's Trophy race. We hinted at it earlier in the show. Two teams at 98 points. It's the Rangers and Canucks. And then you have the Panthers, Avs, Canes, Stars, and Bruins all at 97 points. If you had to throw a little money over at Botano on one of them, Frank, who would you pick? And I mean, okay, I'll just, because I have the odds. We didn't have time to pull them up on the screen. The Boston Bruins are 14-1. I mean, how do you not take a sprinkle at that? They're right there.
14-1 is pretty juicy. If I had to guess, I would think that the Avs are the odds-on favorite. Is that right?
No, it goes Rangers at plus 215, Panthers plus 330, Avs at 5-1. Ooh.
That's pretty decent. I mean, I just look at that team that's won 9 in a row and say, they're cooking. I know their schedule is a little bit more difficult, which probably factors into it. But McKinnon, the home streak, best home team in the league. Like, I don't know. At 5-1, that sounds not bad.
Sounds not bad at all. Speaking of betting, let's move on to our daily bets brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca, starting with my shot prop parlay for the day. Morgan Frost, his line is set at 1.5. He's hit it in 5 in a row. Teuvo Teravainen's in the bounce back spot. He had hit it in 7 straight, missed last game. I like him to bounce back as the Canes take on the Penguins. They should be able to get a lot of rubber towards the net against Pittsburgh. Play those two together at a nice plus 156. And a straight play for today is the under between the Golden Knights and the Predators. The Golden Knights have won 3 in a row with the under hitting in all 3. The under's also hit in back-to-back for Nashville. They should have UC Saros between the pipes, even if they don't. Kevin Lankinen's actually been playing some really good hockey as of late, so no problem rolling with the under. I was actually surprised when I loaded up Patano that number wasn't 5.5 instead of 6.5 today, so I am all over that. And that brings us to Garbage Time, Frank. It's brought to you by Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Did you survive yesterday?
No, I took the Canucks to beat the Kings on home ice, and that didn't happen. So 37% of the pool was ejected yesterday. At least.
Yeah, I took the Canucks over 18.5 block shots. That was kind of stupid, so I'm out as well. Regardless of whether or not you're a winner or a loser in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool, you can be a winner at breakfast time and enjoy the taste of victory with the Cinnabon Pull Apart, available now at Wendy's or on the Wendy's app. Frank, what do you got for Garbage Time?
Yeah, just a shout out to the Arizona Coyotes, who we like to pick on at times, or at least their fans think of our reporting as picking on the Coyotes. But pretty exciting moment with Josh Doan set to make his NHL debut, called up from the Tucson Roadrunners, and he's going to become the first Arizona born, raised, and trained player to suit up for the Yotes. So obviously his dad, Shane, a franchise icon, who now works in the Toronto Maple Leafs front office. But this is going to be a, you know, unforgettable moment for the entire Doan family. And I just think really cool, obviously, the connection with father and son, helping him on that path to the NHL is hugely important, showing him the way, but also showing everyone else in Arizona. We've had Austin Matthews come before him, so obviously didn't play for the Yotes, but also was born in California. There's lots of little wrinkles to this that just make it a really cool scene. And for him to do it with the Yotes wearing number 91, the inverse of his dad's retired 19. And they've just had lots of cool moments on their social media the last couple of days, the behind the scenes call with Bill Armstrong calling him up. Good luck to Josh Doan as he makes his NHL debut.
Fantastic stuff, as always. Really cool moment. It will be a really cool moment when he hits the ice for the Yotes. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Big shout out to everyone over in the YouTube once again. We'll be back tomorrow, noon Eastern. Chat with you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.